like to hear some sort of horrific monkey
Someone
story.
Someone will call in with
Let's
one.
See what David has to say. Hey, David, what's your monkey story?
Well, I used to work for an alcohol and drug abuse research
this
center.
This is the David that I know.
This is David from Boston.
How you doing, David?
Not too bad.
I like, we're really good friends, me and David, and we never talk except on the air, so this is nice. Yes, I know. You were a big alcoholic studier, right?
Yes.
And sleep deprivation studier.
That's correct. This is about alcohol and cocaine, though.
Okay, good.
Okay, in this lab that studied addiction, they had two different animal labs. One, which I ran, was rats and the effects of alcohol on rats. The other lab was monkeys and the effects that cocaine had on monkeys.
Now, you have a drunken rat story, don't you?
This is the drunken rat story.
Okay, I'd like to hear the drunken rat story.
Well, what you do to make a rat chronically alcoholic is you implant a little tube in its stomach, run it up to the top of the rat's head, and kind of fix it in place with this little plastic cap so it can't claw things apart. You put it in the cage.
Did you actually do that operation?
Yes, I did.
Okay, tell us a little more about that operation.
Is that a power tool? Is that a drill?
What do you use for that?
Well, you anesthetize the rat, and you cut it open. And you
yes,
you
sure
wuss.
You do.
You wuss. You know what real men do? Real men do it without anesthesia. They just grab the rat and take the scalpel and force it into their stomach. But okay, you did it the wuss way.
I did it the humane way so we could actually get the experiment done.
Okay. See, the way I would do it, it would just be tearing apart a rat with a scalpel.
Well,
I thought you could, like, jam a cocktail straw into the rat, but that doesn't really work too well.
So you have this tube going into the stomach, and then
he's
got a little spout on the top of his head. So
and you connect it to a pump that pumps in an alcohol and water mixture. And so the rat is getting a very slow drip of alcohol all the time.
Uh-huh.
And after about a week, it becomes chronically alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working
now,
in this lab.
What did you find out about it? We did a bull's hit on this. Did it seem like every rat could be made alcoholic, or was that a genetic
Every rat could be made alcoholic.
Okay. Because, you know, a lot of the people in AA claim that certain people are alcoholics and certain people aren't.
We didn't see any evidence of that in the rats.
Okay. The rats when they had the drip in their stomach, they went Tom Waits instantly.
That's right. Rats are notoriously poor 12-steppers, so... So I was told 1 week that in the middle of one of these studies that we had to temporarily relocate these rats to the monkey lab because the rat lab had to have new electrical wiring put in.
Mm-hmm.
So I dutifully trotted, you know, four cages with alcoholic rats and their pumps and their booze into the monkey lab.
Now, was the alcohol that you used, I mean, it was just like straight alcohol mixed with water, right?
Scientific ethanol in water.
But the scientific ethanol is exactly the same as, it would just be like grain alcohol that you buy.
It's a clear bottle with a liquor stamp on the top.
Okay.
So we were given a counter on one side of the monkey lab, and in the monkey lab, there's about 10 monkeys in cages, and half of them are controls. They're just normal, healthy monkeys. And the other five are monkeys that are cocaine addicted.
Now, what do? Do you put a little tube in their nose? And
well, no, it's a little drip again. The monkeys are allowed to self-administer. They can tap a little bar, and it'll dose out a little bit of cocaine.
Oh, cool. Almost exactly the deal that Keith Richards had for a while. Right?
So I traveled down to the lab after a weekend, and I discovered that the power had failed over the weekend, and that the pumps that were administering the alcohol to the rats had stopped.
Oh, Jesus.
So I had to reach into each of the cages to pull the rats out in order to disconnect the tubes, and, you know, because the experiment was dead at that point, and they were going to live out the rest of their lives having little rat DTs.
Uh-huh.
So I reached into the first cage, and the rat just kind of reared up and tried to snap at me.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, time to put on the glove. So I put on this big, heavy-duty leather glove that we use for grabbing uncooperative rats.
I hope it's not a little rack that says for grabbing uncooperative rats.
I don't care of those.
So I reach back into the cage, and I sort of get my hand around the rat's neck, which is how you grab them, but the rat whipped its head around and bit through the glove into the back of my right middle finger.
Okay.
Wow.
And it wouldn't let go.
Oh, man, through a leather glove.
Through a leather glove.
Yeah.
The rat's a little crazy. He hasn't had his drink. Who knows what he thought the glove was, but, you know, he bit into me. So I'm hopping up and down in the lab by myself, yelling, ouch, 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 kind of like Yosemite Sam with dynamite in his pants.
Oh!
I know you can do this to Yosemite Sam.
I know. Ow, 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 ow. Oh!
Yeah. So I shake the rat off. Finally, it hits the ground.
Now, that's what that is actually one of Tom Foley's messages that he sent to the page. You want to shake the rat off is what he asked. That's what he's in such trouble with. The whole Republican Party may go down because he typed into his little phone, you want to shake the rat off, boy. Go ahead.
He didn't have a terry cloth towel. So the rat runs across the floor and jumps into one of the monkey cages.
Okay. This is where it gets good.
Does he jump into the normal monkey's cage? No. Oh. He jumps into one of the coke-addicted monkey's cages.
And presumably the power's been off for them as well.
Yes.
So this really is an interview between Nixon and Elvis. This is when they met. It's the exact same thing. You have an alcoholic and a cocaine freaked out. Okay, an alcoholic rat and a cocaine freaked out monkey. It really is. It's the Elvis-Nixon picture. Go ahead.
So the rat is dodging the monkey who's trying to grab it.
Now, and the monkey finally, has had his coke. He's fully dosed up, right?
Probably, okay. Yeah. So the rat, trying to dodge the monkey, runs up the monkey's back.
So the monkey is on cocaine and also has a rat at his back.
Yes, because
which is slang.
One of the first Monkey Tuesdays, you ask, what does a drug-addicted monkey have on his back?
Uh-huh.
The answer is an alcoholic rat.
Okay.
I bet you could sell rats filled with alcoholic frat parties. You know, like those drinks. Here you go, eat this rat. You'll get drunk.
Well, I mean, they'd also be like, that's a Jackass stunt.
Yeah.
If they take the rat with the thing in his stomach and the little cap on his head, and they turn him over and squeeze him and drink out of him. That's a disgusting image. I should not have said that. Go on, David. Is that where the story ends?
Almost. So the monkey, who's also sort of hooked up via one of these little plastic head caps, is basically spinning around in the cage as fast as he can, reaching around, trying to grab the rat, who's, you know, right in the monkey's back. At this point, I didn't even know what to do because I'm not allowed to touch the monkeys. So I had to go and get the monkey tech.
Uh-huh.
And when I brought the monkey tech in, the monkey's still spinning around. There's a rat in his back. And the guy looked at me and said, I don't even want to have an explanation of how this happened. Get out and I'll take care of it.
And how was your finger?
I still have a scar.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. A scar to remember that wonderful day from.
Yeah.
You know, it was sterile.
Well, thank you so much, David. That was just, I love talking to David. I never get to talk to him in day-to-day life. But there.